In this election year, the issue of gay marriage has had a high profile. Both presidential candidates have stated in debates that they think marriage should be between a man and a woman. Senator Kerry says he's in favor of states deciding what to do about it. President Bush wants an amendment to the federal constitution to ban gay marriage. Commentator Pamela Varcone is a Republican who has a different view on the subject.
Sitting around the patio, my husband, a lifelong conservative, and I, a lifelong moderate Republican, wandered into the conversational briar patch of gay rights. Our local Republican primary for Congress was getting very nasty. An ultra-conservative candidate was sending out vitriolic mailers, accusing his more moderate opponent of being pro-gay, and predicting the end of civilization as we know it. My husband's views on the subject sounded much like one of the radio talk show hosts he listens to. This devoted husband and father spouted forth some pretty negative rhetoric. I listened patiently. We've been married a long time. Trying to change the subject, I started talking about a phone call I'd had that day from our friends Candy and Sarah, not their real names. It was one of our usual girl talks, passing along the news of our lives. Candy doesn't look like a Pennsylvania coal baron, but she is. Inheriting the company from her parents, she, along with her two sisters, brought the organization into the 21st century, and it is thriving. With her shoulder-length blonde hair, infectious smile, and ribald sense of humor, she is one of my husband's favorite people. She also happens to be gay. As I related my last Candy and Sarah story, I looked directly into his face and asked him if he could say those negative, prejudicial things if the two of them were sitting here right now on this patio, as they have done so many times. I had hit home. "I've never thought of it that way before," he said. "I've never put a face on it, connected the dots to someone I know." I pressed my advantage. "Aren't Candy and Sarah entitled to the same protections you and I enjoy? Shouldn't they be able to make medical decisions for one another or live together legally as a couple?" My father, who worked in the coal mines as a young man, always told me to pick my battles carefully, to not spend my personal capital and credibility if the victory wasn't worth the cost. Advice our president should take to heart. With so many important battles to wage, both literally and figuratively, from job creation to the war in Iraq, the issue of a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage feels like unnecessary pandering to the right wing of the Republican Party. Moderate Republicans and independents have been weighing their options. As for my husband and me, we are not undecided. The overriding issue of national security is keeping us in the Republican camp. But we are angry that the political party we've believed in all our life is making us choose between its agenda and the rights of our friends and neighbors.
Pamela Varcone lives in Allentown, Pennsylvania. We'll hear another point of view on gay marriage tomorrow on the program.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.